The Securities and Exchange Commission has reached a partial settlement with mutual fund giant Putnam Investments. Putnam will pay restitution to any shareholders who lost money through improper trading by Putnam employees. A monetary penalty has yet to be determined. Putnam's CEO has been fired along with a group of executives. Pension funds and other investors have pulled billions of dollars out of Putnam. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
What regulators find so galling in the Putnam case is that they say fraud was committed by the mutual fund managers themselves. The very people who were supposed to be the stewards of investors' money were allegedly skimming profits away from average shareholders by rapidly buying and selling shares in the funds they managed. Peter Bresnan, the acting head of the SEC's Boston office, says the terms of the new settlement will help reform the company.
Putnam has agreed to undertake significant and far-reaching corporate governance, compliance, and ethics reforms to make sure that improper trading by Putnam employees doesn't happen again.
Putnam agreed to restrict employee trading and to reimburse shareholders. The deal requires that 75% of Putnam Mutual Fund board members and the board chair be independent of the company. But that's already the case at Putnam, so some see a message there that the SEC wants to require more independent boards across the industry. Putnam neither admitted nor denied wrongdoing in the settlements, and the company still faces fraud charges brought by the state of Massachusetts and an investigation by New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer. Also, for weeks now, large state pension funds and other investors have been bailing out of Putnam. Don Phillips is the managing director of Morningstar, Inc. He was staggered when Putnam reported this week that it had lost $14 billion, or 5%. Of its money under management.
Losing $14 billion worth of assets in a two-week period is unprecedented in the fund management industry. In fact, there are relatively few money managers who have ever even accumulated $14 billion over their entire existence, let alone lost it in 2 weeks. So the investment public is clearly sending a very strong message, not only to Putnam, but to all fund management companies, that there's going to be a very severe price to pay if you violate the public's trust.
The company has been working to reassure investors. Its parent company fired Putnam's longtime CEO, Lawrence Lasser. A group of Putnam executives that regulators say engaged in illicit trading has also been fired. Putnam this week ran newspaper ads vowing to, quote, lead the industry in reform. And now there's the settlement with the SEC. But whether all that will stop investors from pulling their money out is an open question.
Given the reaction that we're seeing, in some respects, I'm reminded of what happened to Arthur Andersen after Enron.
Donald Trone is the director of the Center for Fiduciary Studies at the University of Pittsburgh. He thinks the loss to the average investor in Putnam funds will probably be measured in pennies, not even dollars, given the limited amount of improper trading that regulators have identified so far. But he says investors and pension fund managers are so fed up with the string of scandals on Wall Street, they're punishing Putnam for violating their trust.
30 days after Enron broke, if somebody had made a conjecture that Arthur Andersen would cease to be an organization within 9 months, I think the vast majority of us in the industry and the press would say that was ludicrous. And yet the events took on a life of their own, and this global organization was totally dismantled. Anything is possible if the public is sufficiently incited to react.
Morningstar's Don Phillips is convinced that Putnam will weather the storm, and he says Putnam's new CEO has instituted much stiffer reforms than have other firms implicated by investigators. As to whether the settlement will really make a difference, the jury seems split. Former SEC attorney and industry critic Mercer Bullard, who testified before the Senate last week, says the deal contains some strong reforms. But Elliot Spitzer and Massachusetts Secretary of State William Galvin were both sharply critical, saying the settlement didn't go nearly far enough. Galvin said he was outraged with the SEC and said he expects to bring more charges in the case. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.